Hello, I am Sean McCormick, principal at the Washington State School for the Blind, and you are joining me on Being and Principal, where we get to explore the inner workings of WSSB and what makes our students and the school just a fantastic place to grow and learn. In this interview with John, we get to dig into his project for work-based learning, where he has developed a plan and project to support enriching the entire school community. And it's something that will last beyond his tenure at the school. So I hope you enjoy listening to this interview. And without further ado, here is the interview with John from Work-Based Learning. All right, so this is Principal McCormick here with John. And I am asking him some questions about his new project that he's been working on through work-based learning and really some spreading some cultural love here at WSSB. So, John, tell me three things that every student should know about you.
I guess I should start like, hi, my name is John. I am a sophomore and I go to school at WSSB.
So how did you come to decide to work on this flag project? And before you get into how you decided, tell us a little bit about, tell us a little bit about the project itself.
So the flag project is an international flag project. It was not really, my idea was Mr. Lowry's idea, so I just kind of went off of it and proceeded his wanting to do it so basically that's it. But I think it's really interesting because we have like all these different people. Even though we're a small community, we have all these different people from different world parts of the world, so we can express our love and connection for each of one of the countries. You know, if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense to me. I think it's super awesome. I am really excited that you are taking this project and you've come up with the design for where those flags go. You did the survey to find out where the background of our students exists in the world. So you've done some of the research on that, and I really, really love that we'll be able to display and celebrate the diversity that's here at WSSB. So how did you decide which flags you'd get, since there are so many different backgrounds that might be from WSSB? How did you decide how many different flags we get and what countries we get them from?
So we went off basically a rubric, kind of like, so it's like we asked where you're from, the students. We mainly ask students, and we ask them like, where are you from? And if they say they're from the US, we ask like, where do your parents come from, or where does your grandparents come from? And that's as far as we went. So like, if their grandparents are from some other country, we just put that because that's part of their family culture, you know.
So this is just for students whose parents themselves, their
yep.
parents or their grandparents
yep.
are from other countries.
Yep.
That's so cool. Well, when do you expect for us to be able to check these flags out when they're on the wall? Any guesstimates?
I'm not sure, but I hope soon.
I hope soon as
yep.
well.
Yeah.
Now, flags are pretty flat and not that accessible. So how do you plan on displaying these flags so that everybody can experience them?
So I'm hoping we have a description of each flag, and they're like, they're a little bit of history about them underneath like each flag. We like for example, Mexico, we have like little descriptions of them and like the history. But like the next step we're gonna plan to do is have tactile flags, so like feel what the flags feel like have tactile flags, so like the flags will be able to like, I don't know, feel with, I just, yeah.
Yeah, you could feel them with your hands.
Feel with our hands.
Yeah, that's yeah. with touch. So I hope that we'll be able to make every flag accessible for all of our students. And then when students go to experience these flags, where are they going to find them?
They'll be able to find, right, like, the wall. There's this wall, and we hang the flags, and we have, like, the description and everything underneath the big flag. So it's going to be like right in front of Mr. Baldwin's classroom and like right by the library.
So the hallway across from Mr. Lowry and Mr. Baldwin's room?
Yeah.
And that long stretch
yeah.
on the north side of the building?
Yeah, with like the wall of the library, basically.
Okay, the outside
yeah.
wall of the
yeah.
library.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I hope we're able to do this pretty soon, get those flags up, and get to celebrate everybody's background, heritage, and the diversity of WSSB.
Okay.
So going forward, you're not going to be at WSSB forever.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for the future of the flag project after you've gotten it started?
I'm hoping that that we will continue doing the flag project, that we ask each year, like every student, like every year, every new student or every exchange student, like where they're from, and so we can hang their flag up and represent them, or, you know, so, and I'm hoping like have like a rubric so they can fill out this form and, you know, stuff like that.
And how many different countries, or can you name some of the countries that flags are from?
We have in total 14. They range all the way from like Micronesia to Mexico to China to Canada, Iraq, Ireland, Palestine, and plenty more.
That's great. Is there a flag that represents your background?
Yes, it's China, the Chinese flag.
Very cool. Can you describe the Chinese flag for us?
So it's red and with five stars in the right corner. The biggest star, there's five big stars, and they each represent the freedom, I think. And the red represents the war of the between Japan and China, of the blood of the army people. So that's basically it. And like also means like good luck for the red, and like good luck is killed with the spirit, like the bad spirit from this red part, and the yellow part is like good luck and like wealth, for standing for gold, since gold is yellow, you know.
Well, that was a great description of that flag that I did not know the history of.
Yeah.
So thank you. Well, I wish you good luck on the rest of this project, and I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and describe this work you've been doing.
Yes, thank you for having making this possible.
Absolutely. All right, thanks.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this interview, and please join me in the future for upcoming shows where I get to interview students, staff, and jump into some of the concepts that make our school just a wonderful place for learning and growing. Until next time, signing off, this is Sean McCormick. Thanks.